pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call-in number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that great patriot, Big Al. Good evening, Al. How you doing?
I am doing great, and it is good to be here. I'm in the chat room now, and hey there, Bigfoot, Duck, Golf Dogs, and Moving. Always good to see you.
Yeah, I don't have access to the chat room, so I also want to welcome back Ducky Northwest. He's been on vacation for a couple of weeks. Nice to see you, Duck. And, of course, our friend Bigfoot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. It's a great blog spot. If you want something to read on a daily basis, add this to your list of reading. It's an eclectic blog, and it gives you access to all kinds of stories, including National Review, Front Page, The Federalist, American Thinker, Canada Free Press, Newsbuster, some European news, Euro news, Balkan Insight, North Africa Post, Turkish Minute. I mean, Bigfoot does a fantastic job. And also, during his travels, he also documents his traveling with photos and some commentary on American history, which is absolutely fascinating. So thank you, Bigfoot, for all that you do. Golf Dogs, HOV Radio, nice to see you, dogs. And, of course, like Al said, Moving, and hello to Sue from New Mexico. So there's a lot of news going on. A lot of events occurring over the last probably 3 or 4 days, and it seems like that the Washington D.C. syndicate has placed Joe Biden in, you know, sequestered him, placed him in the basement, and they've resurrected that great Marxist Barack Hussein Sator Obama, which we'll go into here in a few minutes. And some really some sporting news. There's a couple of sporting events. Yesterday was the last day of play at the Worldwide Technology Championship in Los Cabos, Mexico. The PGA was down there playing. There were no Mexicans in attendance. They were all invading the United States, so there was plenty of room for American to attend, as well as U.S. golfers. And Matt Kuchar had a meltdown on Saturday. I'm not sure if you saw that, Al, but Kuchar had a 5-shot lead going into, I think, the 15th hole, and the wheels came off. I mean, just absolutely came off. He carded an 8 on a par 4, which is 4 over par. So he went from a 5-shot lead to a 1-shot lead over Eric Van Ruin. And then on the very next hole, he bogeys that hole. Now, the guy's been playing flawlessly. He was 10 under par at that point, which, folks, that's a fantastic score. So now he drops into a tie. Van Ruin actually goes they drop into a tie. And then the very last hole, the 18th of par 5 on Saturday, Kuchar birdies, and he has a 1-shot lead going into Sunday. That was not enough, because Eric Van Ruin shot an impressive 9-under-63. Although, I got to say, Kuchar and Gamela the Jagus each shot a 67, which is 5-under. It's nothing to sneeze at. But in the end, it was Eric Van Ruin who eagles the 18th hole. He hits a par 5, and he scores a 3 to steal the victory from Matt Kuchar to win his second PGA Tour event, the Worldwide Technology Championship. And now it sets him up for the next 2 years. He's fully exempt. And congratulations to Eric Van Ruin. And it was a cool story, too, because he actually has his best friend out of the University of Minnesota is battling health issues, and I guess is pretty bad, and it's the first time Van Ruin showed any type of emotion in several years that I've seen him on tour. And he dedicated that the win to his buddy. And actually, it was heartwarming. So congratulations. Did you happen
to
see
that?
Yeah, how
about that eagle? Was that eagle shot something?
Oh,
what nerves.
Yeah.
Was that 248 yards out? Got it within, what, 20 feet?
And then drains the putt. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh,
that was one of the most, that was one of the most focused and extraordinary golf shots I have ever seen, hands down.
You know what? It's something you expect Tiger Woods to do, right? I mean, we haven't seen that type of flair.
Right. I mean, every nerve in your body. And then what he said after the game was after the match was over, because he has a friend, one of his best friends, I guess, has cancer and is not going to make it. So he was playing for his friend. So his focus, first thing he said is, this is golf is my job. I got to do my job, but there's things bigger than golf. And then it was about his friend. There's just an extraordinary amount of humbleness.
Yeah.
And
yep.
It was that was the human side of the match, but the actual shot making and then making that putt. I mean, I've sat over a 3-footer when it really counts for my usual $2 bet, and if I make the putt, we win 4 or lose 6. But my knees are knocking. And it's not the money. It's just that I got to make this putt. I got to make this putt. And everybody's watching. There's quiet all around. You hear the birds chirping in the background. You hear your heart thumping in your chest. Boom, 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 boom. And then you got to make the putt. And naturally you miss. Or I miss.
And this guy did
this
it for 1.5.
I did make one of those knee knockers on a heavy left-to-right turn uphill. On the 18th,
wow.
But that's a different story. That doesn't even compare to this eagle. Oh, my God, that was so great. And that's a little color commentary on the side. I was so impressed.
Yeah, it was great. Nice to see and nice to see the humanitarian part of it as well. And, you know, while we were, after last week's show, I believe it was Wednesday, legendary coach, a basketball coach, Bobby Knight, passed away at the age of 83. Coach Knight had 3 NCAA championships with Indiana. Knight also was the last Olympic coach to coach the all-amateur American basketball team in 1984 to a gold medal. Knight compiled an impressive 902 wins with 371 losses, including an undefeated season where Indiana won the national championship in 1976. Knight, if you may not know this, but Bobby Knight also played and won a national championship, basketball championship, in 1960, playing for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So congratulations on that feat. I mean, that's a rarity to get a coach with that much success after being a player. He was a bit fiery, though. They won 3 national championships, as I said, with the coach for Indiana in 1976, 1981, and 1987. Bobby Knight also coached for the Texas Tech, I think Raiders they're called, and he ended his incredible career in midseason. He was a bit fiery. He had some personality. Didn't take any crap. You may remember him for the chair throwing incident, but the guy had a. He had passion. Some might call it a temper, but he had passion. He is 6th on the all-time coaches win list behind Coach K, who's number 1, Jim Boeheim. Huggins, I didn't realize Huggins Bob Huggins is I think he's from Cincinnati. He used to be at West Virginia, or he is with West Virginia, was with Cincinnati. He's number 3. Jim Calhoun, Roy Williams, and Coach Knight. Dean Smith of North Carolina is 7th, and the famed Adolph Rupp is 8th with 876 wins. So rest in peace, Bobby Knight. He was a good one. Loved his commentary, too.
Yep, he was a misunderstood man. Throw one chair and you're a maniac for life. All right. And you hit a player, too.
Well,
but
yeah.
Okay, and you push a few players. You get a little overly physical with college kids. But you take that out of the equation, he's just a misunderstood man who was actually very nice when he wasn't working.
Yeah. He was funny. Oh, my gosh.
I thought he was good for the game. It was real passion.
He was colorful, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it. But, you know, anyways, I mean, Indiana hasn't been the same.
No.
I mean, they've tried to bring in Steve Alford, who was a player under Knight, but Alford couldn't do it, and I think he went to UCLA Bruins. But, yeah, just they haven't found a niche, you know, in that coaching area.
No, not my style, but, hey, I tell you, he brings out the best in his players, though.
Yes, he did. In the field of miscarriage of justice, go ahead.
Just don't try that with your wife, or you may be doing time, but that's another story.
Yeah, maybe misunderstood.
Completely.
in the field of miscarriage of justice, I'm sure have you all been watching the Trump trial in New York. The judge presiding over Trump trial had issued a gag order on President Trump, yet the Attorney General for the state of New York, George Soros-backed Letitia James, the extreme leftist, apparently doesn't have a gag order and is free to spew her anti-Trump partisan propaganda after each day of the trial, giving her slanderous reporting. I don't know how this case doesn't end up one in a mistrial for the partisanship, and also the judge doesn't have a block on his viewing of the media. So you know, you've got Letitia James, the George Soros puppet, is out there front and center every day after the trial, giving her slanderous point of view, her bias. I just don't know how the judge, you know, she doesn't prejudice the judge. You know, Tone Man Libs is a Paisan I follow on Twitter, and you can follow Tone Man at Tone Man Libs, T-O-N-E-M-A-N Libs. And he put a tweet out, which is really sums it up, because in my opinion, we are observing and we are witnessing firsthand how Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama is conducting justice in America. Yeah, you could say, you know, Joe Biden is president. Sure he is. Uh-huh. We have swamp land in Florida that we can sell you. But it is Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama who is the puppet master. And here is a tweet from Tone Man Libs. For all those who deem Trump's outburst in court as immature and not presidential, I have something to add to that statement. Donald Trump saw firsthand what Obama was doing to our country and felt it his moral duty to jump into the presidential race, all to make America great again. All to keep the American dream alive while fighting the evil empire, all for the American people. This is probably the first president in history who came into the White House and left billions poorer than when he started. It was never about the money. It was about the American people. And I will leave by saying this. I don't give a rat's ass what he has ever said or tweeted. I only care about paying under $2 a gallon for gas, able to support my family and having closed borders and a secure America, being able to take care of my family and putting them first above all care about. All that other bullshit is strictly politics. And we all know Trump is no politician. He is and will always be a concerned citizen who will always look out for America's interests first. That is all we the people have ever wanted. A leader who doesn't owe anyone a damn thing for his rightly spot in the Oval Office. A person who strictly governs with America's best interest at heart is who needs for president. We need Donald J. Trump. And folks, that was Tone Man Lives, who you can follow, this great patriot, on Twitter, X, the at symbol Tone Man Lives. And don't forget, Letitia James is a George Soros-backed puppet, an anti-American who upholding the miscarriage of justice by the Washington, D.C. syndicate, the syndicate, the Washington, D.C.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the republic for which it stands.
A land of laws with an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the government. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword, people, its wielder.
One nation, under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel and raw courage, and formed forever by the awful crucible. Civil War.
With liberty.
Her man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity. Where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes. All people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.